What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I want to react to this video where Chick-fil-A goes woke and faces boycott, which is really crazy. Apparently, none of these businesses can put two to two together and get four. I mean, if you don't see what's happening to all these businesses that are going woke, if you can't see they're all losing consumers and money, I mean, you're dumber than a bag of bricks. All right, before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please check us out. Promopalace.biz, one-stop shop to promote your music, product, brand, or your service. All right, let's get into it.
We're going to get every company out there. So, the next company to go down the path is Chick-fil-A. We just hired a VP of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. This is right from their page. Chick-fil-A Inc.'s commitment to being better at together means embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything that we do. They actually hired somebody to come in here and do this to Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's all over Google, like just Google it. I'm going to say this once, Chick-fil-A, you are a Christian-based company going down this path, which means you sold out, and that's pretty crappy. Honestly, I quit eating your sandwiches when I found out your Chick-fil-A sandwiches have like 30 plus ingredients, but that's another story. Chick-fil-A obviously didn't get the memo from Bud Light, Target, and the North Face. How you feeling about this?
A notoriously conservative fast food chain is going woke. They've gone from Chick-fil-A to Chick-fil-Hey! And the conservative right is having a meltdown on Twitter over it. Meet Eric McReynolds, new VP of DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for Chick-fil-A.
All right. Diversity, which basically means fire white people and replace them with people of color.
Hey guys, so we got to talk about Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A is facing some conservative backlash because apparently, allegedly, they have gone woke, okay? And there are calls to boycott Chick-fil-A because they have embraced diversity, equity, and inclusion, okay? And I want to talk about this story because this is an interesting...
This is going to be a hard one for me. You know why this is going to be a hard one for me? I love me some Chick-fil-A sandwiches, some chicken minis, the waffle fries, tenders, nuggets. I love me some Chick-fil-A. So if there's one business I probably won't be able to boycott, and this is the thing, they're not really, let me take that. I was about to say they're not really going to go transgender or super pride with it. But if diversity is included, then yes, they are. But this is going to be a hard one for me, man, to really boycott Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, man.
Thing one, because Chick-fil-A has faced a boycott before in the past, except from the other side of the political aisle, LGBTQ, because Chick-fil-A is a company that a lot of people see as, well, they have Christian values, right? Or at least that's low-key how they marketed themselves.
Well, it's not really low-key because they're closed on Sundays, which is a Christian value kind of thing, which I don't really believe in. I believe, you know, if you can make money 7 days a week, then you make money 7 days a week. This idea you're only supposed to make money 5 days a week is, that's a form of oppression as far as I'm concerned, telling somebody you can only make money 5 days a week.
Right? And now with Chick-fil-A embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion, a lot of conservatives who happen to be Christians, they're feeling betrayed, okay? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we all know what diversity, equity, and inclusion means. It's not really about equality between races.
Nope.
As much as it's about wokeness and equity, which is inequality, right? It is racism. And again, yeah, with corporate America going woke and basically most...
Let me stop real quick. Equity is the complete opposite of equality. Even though equality is really, it's an illusion. It's a delusional train of thought because God, as they say, God created us all equal. Well, I don't really believe in God or what they say is God, but we are not all created equal. We all can gather the same knowledge, information, and use it to our advantages or disadvantages, but this idea that we're all created equal, like the devil's in the details. If we all created equal, it'd be the same exact height, the same exact weight, same exact muscle mass, like everything will be exactly the same across the board. Like, we're not all created equal, we're all created different in so many different ways. And the differences don't just go between body structures and heights and weights and things of that nature. The differences also vary in interests, views, ideologies, train of thought, and all types of things.
The corporate America embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion. The last thing that conservatives want to see is companies and brands that we believe are on our side, okay, in regards to values, go the way of the woke left. So Chick-fil-A here is in a very interesting position because look at what happened to Bud Light. Bud Light went woke and then faced a conservative boycott, the most successful boycott that we've seen in history, okay? Their stock tanked, their sales have tanked, and the company has basically been collapsing ever since. Okay, it's full-blown chaos due to the core customer base rejecting that beer and the woke revolutionaries that Bud Light tried so hard to reach.
And also, he forgot to throw in, also due to Bud Light rejecting their core fan base. Not only the core fan base started rejecting Bud Light is rejecting their core fan base. Let's keep it moving.
Not actually drinking Bud Light to make up for it. In fact, some of them were boycotting Bud Light because they're like, Bud Light is not being woke enough, okay? And Chick-fil-A, interestingly enough, is in the same position as Bud Light, right? Or Anheuser-Busch, where their core customer base is conservative, and there's probably not enough woke revolutionaries out there to make up for whatever loss in sales.
To be honest with you, I don't know if he's right about that. I don't know if their core base is really conservatives. I don't know if this is a conservative or liberal kind of thing, because between them and Popeyes, most people would say that's the top two chicken sandwiches on the planet at any fast food restaurant. Like, you know, when you got the number one chicken sandwich on the planet, or maybe number two, it's not really about a conservative or liberal thing. It's just about you got a quality product that a lot of people like. And Chick-fil-A keeps it simple, with pickles or without.
That they may or may not get from this boycott, which I'm not sure if this one's going to be successful. When it comes to fast food, I guess theoretically they are easy to boycott. However, Chick-fil-A is a whole different animal, right? It's a whole different beast, okay? People love Chick-fil-A. Now, me personally.
There we go. That's the thing. Like, this ain't about conservative or liberals. We're talking about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is like legal crack. It's legal crack. Man, I probably could eat, to be honest with you, man. I could probably, until I was eating Chick-fil-A every day. Like, when I broke my leg, I broke my femur, broke my foot, and dislocated my shoulder. I had to stay in my mom Duke's for like 5 or 6 months before I could even walk, right? She works at Chick-fil-A. So I was getting Chick-fil-A like every day, man. I'm gonna tell you what, I ate so much Chick-fil-A, I got burnt out on it. I was eating so much Chick-fil-A, man. Like, I'll be killing some Chick-fil-A.
Personally, I rarely eat Chick-fil-A. I'm more of a Popeyes type of person or Bojangles type person. If I'm gonna eat,
I love Bojangles, but not for the chicken sandwich. Well, I've never had a chicken sandwich, so I don't know. And Popeyes does have a good chicken sandwich, but I don't think it's better than Chick-fil-A. Popeyes chicken sandwich is more breading than it is meat.
Eat a chicken sandwich. And I'm not even a big chicken sandwich person. I like fried chicken, but just not chicken sandwiches.
I like chicken sandwiches.
If I'm eating a chicken sandwich, I'm going with Popeyes or I'm going with Bojangles. Okay, not so much Chick-fil-A, but sometimes it's all right. So it's kind of funny because all these boycotts, these conservative boycotts, they're pretty easy for me to participate in because I don't use any of these products, services, brands, stores. Right, I don't shop at Target. I don't drink beer like that. And when I do drink beer, I'm not drinking Bud Light. Okay. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A like that. I'm not sure whatever other brands they got out there that we're supposed to be boycotting. But I'm just saying.
Not to mention my sister eats Chick-fil-A, her and the kids, once a week, man. I mean, Chick-fil-A is not cheap, though. Chick-fil-A can be very – it can get expensive, you know. $4 chicken sandwich, I mean – yeah, it can get expensive after a while, man. That's the thing. When you want quality, you got to pay for it.
Like, every time there's a concerted boycott, I'm just like, oh, this is easy, right? I don't have to do anything because I already don't use this, okay? Let's read here because there's also a clip going viral of the former CEO of Chick-fil-A, but he's still, I think, the chairman of the board. Embracing wokeness is well too. And again, it's kind of pissing people off. So without further ado, let's read about this. Chick-fil-A is receiving an onslaught of conservative ear after the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion initiative spread across social media. Quote, one of our core values at Chick-fil-A Incorporated is that we are better together, reads the company's website, which now includes a DEI section. Quote, when we combine our unique backgrounds and experiences with a culture of belonging, we can discover new ways to strengthen the quality of care we deliver to customers, to the communities we serve, and to the world. We understand that getting better at together means we learn better, care better, grow better, and serve better. Yeah, so again, this doesn't specifically mention LGBTQ race or anything like that, but everybody knows what diversity, yep, equity, and inclusion, yep, means. Okay, they can try to sugarcoat,
yep,
what it is, but if they're embracing that, we know what comes. Okay, which basically is anti-white, anti-straight bigotry, right? Yep. I mean, that's basically what it is for the most part. And it's not like they need this because at every Chick-fil-A that I've ever been to, the staff there has been pretty diverse, right? I mean, it's not like I walk into Chick-fil-A and only Christians or straight white Christians work there. So it seems to me that there's already,
not only when you go there, usually the staff is pretty polite. This is the thing. This is the problem with diversity. Even if you hire, so let's just say you hire all white people in the workplace, you still got to hire based on hard work and effort. Like, this, you know, the problem I have when people talk about equality and all these diversities, equities, inclusion, where the fuck is the equality of effort? Because I could tell you right now, every job that I've ever worked, every single job that I've ever worked, not one fucking single employee in there has worked as hard as me. There is no such thing as quality of effort. And in order for there to be equality, there has to be a quality of effort. There's always going to be people that call in more, lean on the counter more, are late more, take their job less serious, steal from the job while others are being honest. You know, there's always going to be that. People always talk about this equality, diversity, equity shit, but nobody ever talks about equality of effort.
A lot of diversity, equity, and inclusion, okay, in Chick-fil-A's workforce. So the only reason that they would be doing this is for virtue signaling points, right? Or for what you guys would probably say, the ESG score, which, yeah, I mean,
which I don't give it's a not shit
really
about
that mine. Relevant to them because they're a privately owned company. They're not publicly traded. The only reason I can think that it would matter.
And you know what's crazy? These scores only pertain to white-owned businesses. I actually do promotion for a black-owned business, Dizzle. Dizzle would have one of the worst ESG scores on the freaking planet. I'm the only white face involved with Dizzle. The only white face involved with Dizzle. But who cares? You know, it's a black-owned business. Almost everybody involved with Dizzle is black. We have a few people that do, like, King Tech is Asian and does a lot of promotion for us. King Tech is Asian, and he does a lot of promotion for us. Most of the people doing promotion, my guy in Arkansas that I introduced Dizzle to, black guy named Little Rock Obama, doing a great job out there, man. Great job. And he's doing free promotion to get paid off the back end one day, like me. Like, I literally sacrificed time to promote Dizzle, not only because my friend and mentor owns 33%. No, that's no way, no how. Like, if the product was crappy and it wasn't a good quality product, I would tell him. I would tell him, yeah, I backed you. You know, I back Dizzle because you own 33% and you're my friend. I'll help you. But I'm not going to be behind it 1,000% like I am unless the quality of the product is good. And that's the thing. Like you said earlier, Chick-fil-A doesn't even have to do this shit. Chick-fil-A has a good quality product. So businesses with good quality products doing this, like if Krispy Kreme goes this route, I know every business, all hell's going to break loose. Every business is going to do this dumb shit. Because Krispy Kreme has got legal crack. Them donuts are legal. They're like freaking crack. Krispy Kreme ain't got to worry about no freaking ESG score. And they're pretty freaking diverse anyways. I see a lot of black people and white people working in there. So, yeah.
Is if they were trying to raise capital from some woke private equity firm or something like that that cares about that type of stuff. But I'm not sure that's the case here. But I think what they're trying to do, which is probably the same thing that Bud Light was trying to do, is that they're trying to woke virtue signal because, again, they see the writing on the wall like most of woke corporate America, which is that, hey, a lot of young people are LGBTQ friendly, okay? They're into diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're overwhelmingly woke. They're overwhelmingly liberal. So in order to compete, companies feel the need to virtue signal woke values, right? And this could be their way of doing that, okay? But again, Chick-fil-A is one of these companies where, hey, they may not necessarily be in a position where they can weather a storm from conservatives that don't like the fact that they're trying to do this. So let's read more here. Approximately 80% of United States employers have DEI initiatives, according to Corporate Compliance Insights. Brands like Bud Light and Target have recently experienced backlash and market shifts due to boycott efforts after the beer partnered with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney and Target released, quote, tuck-friendly swimsuits that allow trans women who have not had gender affirmation surgery to conceal their genitals ahead of LGBTQ plus Pride Month in June. How ridiculous.
You know what? I've heard enough on this. You know what this makes me think of? On Dizzle. All right, Dizzle is pretty much like a urban name, like a urban Ebonics name, Dizzle. When you think of Dizzle, you think of like Snoop Dogg. So you think of black community, urban name. Well, Dizzle is, if you look at the logo on Dizzle, it's a crest, which is more of like British royalty or something. So that's the thing. Like the crest is there to offset the name. And that's the thing. Like, we even got this little thing with Dizzle. Like, we're trying to figure out how, like, we're predominantly conservative states right now. So how can we do conservative branding without alienating liberal consumers? Well, you don't do it the way Bud Light did it. You know, like, the easy way to be, for Dizzle would be do it is get a, do like a country music Dizzle commercial. That's the easy way for us to offset of Dizzle not just be known as a urban black brand. Even though it's a black owned business, you know, I know for a fact, because I do, I'm one of the marketing advertising guys for Dizzle, that Dizzle, we have this thing where we're trying to, you know, make it where Dizzle is not just considered a black urban brand. Dizzle's for black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asian people, any race of people. It doesn't matter. So the best way to do that is create commercials that reach a whole nother core fan base without alienating the other fan base. And we could do that by simply just doing a country music commercial with a white country music singer or a pop music commercial. We just simply do that by having more white faces advertise Dizzle, because predominantly when all our posts, all our commercials are black faces. You know, we got one commercial with a white face. One commercial with a white face. We got all the rest of them are black faces. So we just decided we just need more commercials with more white faces. That's all. And then Dizzle looks more diverse. It looks more like a brand that's more diverse. Like, it's not just for black urban communities. It's for anybody that likes agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. But, you know, these businesses, they're deciding, all right, we want to make an advertisement to reach this fan base, but they're not thinking of the whole idea of let's also not alienate the fan base we have. And that's what they're doing. Yeah, they're making ads for this fan base over here, but you're alienating another fan base. So, and is it really worth it at the end of the day to try to appease a small percentage of Americans? Yeah, this is young people, but you know what kills me about these businesses that are targeting these young people? These young people don't got jobs. They don't pay rent or bills or got responsibilities yet. You should be targeting people that are 21 and older, people that actually make money and got responsibilities and pay bills. Most 17, 18-year-olds are still living with mommy and daddy. Ain't paying no real bills, ain't got no job. Y'all trying to target people who aren't even got make their own money, which is crazy. Like Bud Light trying to target 14-year-olds. Yeah, okay, they'll buy a beer 7 years from now. 7 years from now. This shit is crazy. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.